Carl DeMaio on Newsom's Medical for Illegal Aliens, the entire program is insolvent. By Joel B. Polak on March 17, 2025. California State Assemblyman Carl DeMaio, R. San Diego, says that California's Medicaid program, Medical, is not only short of cash since Governor Gavin Newsom, D., expanded it to include illegal aliens, but it is also totally insolvent. As Breitbart News reported last week, Newsom's government had been forced to borrow $3.44 billion to keep the program afloat. Barely a year after opening medical up to illegal aliens of all ages, supposedly a great achievement. DeMaio spoke to Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot 125, explaining that the system is in fiscal collapse. Breitbart Middle. State Rep. Carl DeMaio, RCA, March 16, 2025. They don't have money to pay vendors, DeMaio told Breitbart News. They don't have money to pay healthcare providers. The result was that while, on paper, every resident of California had free health care, many would not be able to access it, while ordinary Californians could face insurance costs of tens of thousands of dollars per year. DeMaio was purged from two budget committees by Democrats, who apparently resented his questioning about how money was being spent. Democrats also booted four other Republicans, and one moderate Democrat, from their assigned committees earlier this month. Yet DeMaio, a longtime conservative activist from San Diego, is not giving up, and is demanding answers, as well as proposing legislation to fix a wide range of problems facing the state. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.